where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The Sarnia Police Service is asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman. 40-year-old Erin Groombridge was last seen at about 6:30 Monday evening in the area of Nelson and Capel Street. She's described as white, 5'7", about 170 pounds, with shoulder-length brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call police. Lambton OPP are looking for a suspect after four cash boxes were stolen from the Royal Canadian Legion branch in Watford. Police were called about a break and enter and theft at the Nauvoo Road site on April 13th. It was determined that during the early morning hours, someone kicked in a window and entered the building. Cash boxes containing an undisclosed amount of money were taken. The male suspect is described as white, 20 to 30 years old, with a medium build, and was wearing black and white running shoes, dark pants, and a dark hoodie with Bernard Builders Inc. written down each arm. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. The Lambton Group Police Services Board has some new faces at the table. The board, which oversees local OPP operations, welcomed an additional 5 members earlier this week as a result of changes under the Community Safety and Policing Act. Chair Greg Nemchek says 9 municipalities in the county are now represented. He says they'll work together to make communities safe, and recruitment is always a focus.
We would love to have new recruits in the police services. I think it's a great profession, and we are getting more people looking forward to going into police services, and we can always increase that. That's what we'd like to do.
Full details are posted at sarniannewstoday.ca. The chief of Kettle and Stony Point First Nation is excited for a new land-based treatment program to begin this summer. Kimberly Brissett says the program was initially funded for 1 year by the province, but will be able to continue for an additional 3 years. The renewal of the Addictions Recovery Fund was highlighted by Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Michael Thibodeau during a stop in Sarnia Monday. Brissett says Thibodeau also showed support for other initiatives to tackle the opioid crisis.
What we're doing now in our community is just pulling funding from wherever we can, different pots within the community. But he did commit today to, if we send plans in and numbers for what we're dealing with, because it's so much on the rise. So he's committed to supporting all those programs financially. So that's great news as well.
Thibodeau also spoke with the Rotary Club of Sarnia about local efforts to address homelessness. And the candidates running for the vacant provincial seat in Lambton-Kent Middlesex will meet tonight in Watford. The Christian Farmers Federation of Ontario has invited the 8 candidates to discuss crucial issues affecting the region. Doors open at 7 at the East Lambton Community Complex on Centennial Avenue. Speeches are set for 7:30. Other events are planned for Wednesday and Friday in Strathroy and Dresden. Full details at sarniannewstoday.ca. Cloudy today, chance of showers this morning with winds out of the southwest up to 60 kilometers an hour, high of 15. Showers ending near midnight tonight, then cloudy. Winds out of the southwest becoming westerly, a low of 4. Cloudy tomorrow, skies clearing late in the afternoon with winds out of the north, a high of 5. Sunny on Thursday, a high of 14.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.